From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Moreno. Celebrate the new year at the Taubman Museum of Art with a New Year's Eve bash beginning at 9 p.m. on December 31st. Katrina King Singh, Deputy Director of Community Engagement at the Taubman Museum of Art, tells WDBJ7 2026 is also the 75th anniversary for the museum, through several major changes.
We've been the Taubman Museum of Art since 2008, but we've had many iterations. We started as the Roanoke Fine Arts Center, then we were in Center in the Squares, the Art Museum of Western Virginia, and so we are just so excited to celebrate this anniversary year with our community, and what better way than a fabulous New Year party.
The New Year's Eve bash at the Taubman includes live music, Blue Ridge Catering Fair, a photo booth, and of course a champagne toast at midnight with a confetti countdown. See the Taubman website for details. The relocated Harrison Museum of African American Culture, now at Melrose Plaza, is in the soft opening phase with limited hours, with the current exhibit Healing Hands, the Legacy of Black Medicine, still coming together. E.B. Smith is the museum's executive director.
Healing Hands is not a one-way lesson, it's a conversation. For the Black community, it will demystify medicine, provide tools, and rebuild trust. For providers, it's a chance to listen, to understand the complexity of treating this community effectively, and to confront the historical missteps that shaped the mistrust. Healing requires reciprocity.
Smith says a grand opening at the Harrison Museum is scheduled for early 2026. Some post-Christmas music with Sickard Hollow and Jacuzzi at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Saturday. Jefferson Center is dark until international ballet stars bring Sleeping Beauty to Roanoke on January 13th. And through January 2nd, Roanoke History and O. Winston Link Museum patrons can check out the wooden doors decorated for the holiday season by local businesses, nonprofits, and local artists. Make a donation when you vote for your favorite. Executive Director Ashley Webb with the museum says Deck the Doors is also a fundraiser.
And the business or artist nonprofit that receives the most donations wins that award and gets a $100 gift card to Black Dog Salvage. All the proceeds for that, the festive decorations in the lobby, will go to the Roanoke History and a Winston Link Museum's educational programming.
Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hey, I'm Dave Trinkle, a founding board member of the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. With others, I helped create the endowment to provide predictable and sustainable funding to local arts and cultural organizations. The goal is to create an endowment of $20 million to ensure that Roanoke remains the hub of arts and culture in Southwest Virginia for generations to come. Please consider donating at roanokeculturalendowment.org.